What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Scandal and Vice. Oh, sugar and spice. It's naughty but nice with Rob.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Friday, meaning our dear friend Corey Andrew from InstinctMagazine.com is joining us. Corey, are you there?
I am here. Happy Friday, everyone.
Hello, darling. You sound crystal, crystal clear. Hey, we've got a ton of tea. Let's get into the show. What time is it, my friends?
It is tea time.
Charlie Sheen is saying Denise Richards should complain to a judge over the child support ruling. So Charlie and Denise were married from 2002 to 2006. They shared two children together, Sammy, who's now 17, and Lola, who is 16. So a judge ruled that after one of the daughters, Sammy, after she moved in with Charlie, the judge ruled, well, now that she's living with her dad, Charlie no longer needs to pay child support to Denise.
Ooh.
The actress Denise was blindsided by the ruling when approached by paparazzi outside Whole Foods in Malibu. Can you imagine the amount of celebrities that you must see at Whole Foods in Malibu?
I'd
just sit there. If I was a photographer, just sit outside Whole Foods in Malibu and you'll see everybody. So he was approached by a photographer and he was asked about Denise and the new ruling, and he said she should go down to the courthouse and complain to the judge.
Ooh.
After the ruling, Sheen is doing interviews. He told Us Weekly that he believes it's extremely fair. Denise is not doing interviews, but her people are talking, saying she's very disappointed and she's very surprised. But get this, also too, Denise's new husband is heartbroken. That's what insiders are saying. Of course he's heartbroken.
Of course.
That's a massive check that they're not going to be getting anymore. They go on to say he's not just heartbroken over the money. He's heartbroken because Charlie has done this, and it's very unfair because when Denise is upset, then he's upset.
Oh, please.
Honey, you're missing that check. What do you think, Cora?
Yeah, I think, honey, he's missing the coins. And, you know, I wonder, though, about this. Is this something that Charlie went to the judge and petitioned for? I mean, it's not as if the judge just out of nowhere goes, oh, the kid's there now? No more child support. Like, it seems clear that Charlie was like, hey, I'm done with these payments.
Oh,
right?
Charlie did it. Charlie's like, Charlie's been paying these payments for years and years and years. And the kids were living with Denise. And I've told, my sources tell me he's a good dad. Mm-hmm. He tries to be the best he can. I mean, let's remember he's Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
So good is a, you know, a sort of a word that we should think carefully about.
Yeah.
But he tries to be there, but financially he's great. Mm. Every month, Denise gets that check. For these kids, they are now 16 and 17. I should check this out. I don't know what age child support ends at.
I think it's 18.
At 17, 18. Mm-hmm. So now the kids, or at least one of them, is living with Charlie. Remember that whole drama on social media? She said it was a hellish place living with her mom, and she's happy now to be with her dad. So there's lots of drama going on there. I love it. Just shows you how shrewd Charlie Sheen is.
Yes.
We think of him as sloppy, but you know what? When it comes to legalese, he got his lawyers down to that courthouse and said, "You're living with me. I'm not paying anymore."
He's part of a legacy. I mean, his dad. I mean, come on. He knows where to go when he needs the good stuff. He knows who to talk to. His dad.
Yes, and he has good lawyers, so he's no longer paying child support. His daughter has moved in with him. Denise is very, very upset about this. I bet she is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's fair? That's our poll question of the day. Do you think this is fair? Should he still be paying? She's not living with Denise. Or is this a good idea? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there and be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. Corey Love, what are you working on?
Yes, well, Kelly Clarkson has shaded her ex-husband for trying to get her $10 million house in the divorce. This story cracks me up, though. I gotta be honest. So fans are convinced that Kelly Clarkson has shaded Brandon Blackstock when she recently performed a rendition of Happier Than Thou by Billie Eilish. Now, they couldn't help but notice that she had changed a few of the lyrics to the songs, and she changed the final lyric to, I get it, you hate this city. Now, many interpreted that lyric as a reference to her ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock, who has been living at his and Clarkson's former ranch in Montana ever since she filed for divorce from him back in July 2020. Now, Clarkson, for her part, has spent most of her time living and working in Los Angeles since their split, but Blackstock has been busy fighting for months to try to keep the Montana home as part of their divorce settlement. Now, we need to say, we need to share that the ranch was bought by Clarkson for $10.4 million.
She
in 2019.
Bought it.
So she bought it, right?
And she bought it.
Absolutely. And now a Los Angeles judge is ruling that because she bought it, the Montana ranch belongs to Clarkson. And you know what? He's shady for even trying to get that house. He know that house wasn't his. I can't stand shady divorces like that. What do you think?
It's shady. It's so shady. These two have so much money. Now, obviously, Kelly has way, way more. But he was her manager for a long time. The manager never goes poor. They always have money around. So he's doing fine, too. He wants to continue living the lifestyle of Kelly Clarkson's husband, but not be with Kelly Clarkson. Well, it doesn't work like that. If you want to live the lifestyle of the husband of a superstar, then stay married.
Don't get divorced.
But if you're getting divorced, and with divorce, that's the end of Kelly. And not only Kelly, it's the end of Kelly money.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of living in a $10 million ranch, how about a $1 million ranch?
Sure.
Boo-hoo. I mean, you know,
I do think
people get used to it, though, don't they? And it becomes like a right. They think because they live like that now, they should always live like that. I'm like, oh, no. When that money's over, I mean, who lives in a $10 million house? She's got the house back, and I sort of love the shadiness.
Mm-hmm.
She deliberately changed the lyric. She's too much of a musician to change a lyric without knowing what she's doing.
Of course.
She's not the sort of artist that goes up on lyrics or doesn't do the work. She knows her material. She knows her songs. And I think on her show, they might even be in the teleprompter because she's always singing a new song every day by a cover artist. So it's not her catalogue. So they might even be in the teleprompter. And the new lyric just happened to rhyme, which is a lot of work. So somebody wrote that lyric. She sang it. She knows exactly what she's up to. And you know what? I'm here for it.
I love it. Shadiness.
Britney's sons are making a rare public appearance. So I've got a photograph of Sean Preston, who's now 16, and Jaden James, who is 15. My goodness, they are growing up.
Yeah.
They look great together. We don't see them very often. The picture was snapped with their dad, Kevin Federline, who 10 years ago, we used to think he was shady, and now he's turned out to be dad of the year.
Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it? So They say in the photograph that these are just wonderful boys. Also, too, they call Jaden a child protege because he's playing the piano in a video. Brittany has said in the past that she has to be very careful with her children, and she even has to ask permission before she posts a picture. She said they're both really private and extremely independent. My sources tell me, since the day they were born, they have seen fame up close and personal, and they've not really seen something that they like.
Yeah.
That's why these two boys are so private. I know, because he seems to be a great piano player. A lot of people are buzzing. Will he be a musician? Will he follow in his mommy's footsteps? I'm told no. He doesn't want fame. If you've seen it and you've seen the downside of it this closely, I'm told these two boys want no part of celebrity.
Yeah, but you know what, though? You can still maintain a life as a musician and not be famous. You know, he could go on to do all kinds of other things in music and not be a pop star. So if he loves music, there's still an opportunity for a career there without all the craziness, you know?
I know you're right. And I think, though, being Britney Spears' children,
you can't
wherever
help
they
it.
End up, even if they work in a bank, there's going to be a certain level of fame that is going to follow them around for forever. I was thinking about Madonna's children, and her daughter Lola seems quite comfortable in the spotlight, thank goodness, because she's always going to have it on her being Madonna's kids. And then I look at Angelina's kids, who seem to be much more private, yet they're always going to be Angelina and Brad's kids. And so I just hope that all this works out here. Brittany and the kids, I'm wishing you all the best. Talking about music, what's this story about Adele and Beyonce?
Yes, well, Adele had a conversation with Beyonce after the 2017 Grammys. Adele took home the top award at the 2017 Grammys, but she maintained the entire time that the album of the year should have gone to Beyonce.
Wow.
Now, the British singer, who declared her love for Beyonce's Lemonade during her own acceptance speech, revealed the two spoke privately after the show. She says, "My personal opinion is that Beyonce definitely should have won. I got overwhelmed. I was like, I have to go tell her how much I love that album, how much it means to me. And I'm getting a bit emotional." Now, Adele found Beyonce backstage to explain how much Lemonade meant to her, but the 33-year-old said she wasn't able to articulate it well during their first exchange. And after leaving Beyonce's dressing room, she burst into tears. So her then husband, charity executive Simon Konecki, he dragged her back in the room a second time, and Beyonce's publicist cleared the room. So she just said to her, like, "Hey, the Grammys, how the Grammys work, the people who control it at the very top, they don't know what a visual album is. They don't want to support the way she's moving things forward with her releases and the things she's talking about," Adele explains. And she was a bit of an emotional mess that night, though, you know, because she actually broke her Grammy award by mistake.
I remember.
Like, she broke the award. She still hasn't fixed it. And instead of, like, the actual thing being fixed, there's a piece of fruit wedged in where the break happened in the award, and it's a lemon. So maybe that's like a further acceptance speech for Beyonce there. But can I just tell you, Adele, if you're listening, and I'm a member of the Grammy Voting Academy, we do know, honey, what a visual album is. Just not to be shady, but we do know the difference.
Yeah, it's so tricky, isn't it? Because my initial instinct was, oh, this is so lovely that you so respect her, you go over. But I think you actually make it worse. Yeah. I think, you know, Beyonce is backstage with her people. I've been backstage at the Grammys with Alicia Keys and different celebrities, different people I worked for. And it's really emotional. When you lose, you just want to be by yourself. Yeah, like, I've been backstage with artists that haven't won. You don't want the winner in the room crying. You don't. Just, you know, call
so
me in a
weird.
Week. Like, send me a note next week or send me some flowers next week. But that night, you won. Like, enjoy your win.
Right.
And it is gracious on one hand, but on the other hand, it's just so awkward. You're actually making it worse for Beyonce.
Fish.
Yeah, go home, enjoy your reward. And even though I do believe it's coming from a good place, I think Adele is really being honest here and opening up her heart. She loves Beyonce, and that Lemonade album was fabulous.
Yeah.
But there always has to be a winner.
Mm-hmm.
Every award show, there has to be a winner. And when you don't win, you accept it, I think. Beyonce's a big girl. She's a smart person.
I mean,
she knows what's going on, too. She knows. And the politics of award shows, every award show, every award has politics involved in it. So she gets it. You're almost pointing out the obvious, Adele. I don't think this made Beyonce any happier. In fact, I would argue you made it even more awkward. And enjoy it, enjoy it, enjoy it. Let's move along quickly before we go to break. Jane Fonda is ashamed to admit that she actually really cares about what men think of her looks.
Hmm.
So she said that if she's going to be on a Zoom call and she knows there's a man going to be on the call, even if it's a doctor or somebody professionally, she's ashamed to admit that she pays a little extra attention into how she looks.
Oh, wow.
She goes on to say that as somebody that grew up in the 50s, it's just part of her DNA.
Yeah,
she knows.
Yeah.
It's not a great thing, but she's probably going to feel this way to her deathbed. She said, quote, "I do it because I need to feel they find me attractive."
Yeah.
I don't mean sexy. I mean just look good for my age. Do you do this for certain people too? Maybe not men or women, but there's certain people that you want to look, more attractive for. What do you think?
I find that at this stage in life, I don't do it as much. But yeah, there was a time when like I would make sure that like every hair was in place and you know the shirt was pressed. But now I'm like, look, honey, I don't have time for all that. Here's what I got going. Here's what I offer. You don't like it. Bye.
When I was at university, I can't believe I'm admitting this, but it is true. When I was at university, when we'd go out to bars, I would stuff a sock into my underwear.
Stop.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I just wanted everybody to be like, oh, he's amazing.
Very Studio 54.
Honestly, not when I went to classes at school, but on the night when we'd go to bars, I would always, and you know what, Corey, if I didn't have a sock stuffed in my underwear, I didn't enjoy the night as much.
Isn't that something, the psychological component to that? Right?
I wasn't a good night. And I would never meet guys without the sock. And I was convinced it was the size of my anatomy. But in reality, it wasn't. It was the way I was feeling.
Yeah.
And I put out more good vibes. It's like my friend Damien had this lovely leather jacket at university. And I was poor. I didn't have any money. I didn't have a leather jacket. And a couple of times Damien let me wear his leather jacket to the bars or the club. I always met a guy that night.
Mm.
And I called it my lucky leather jacket. And I realized it. Now I realize it had nothing to do with the jacket. It had to do with the energy that wild.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got to take a break while I just blush away. I'm so embarrassed I can't talk anymore. We're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Don't tell anybody. Shh.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater. And this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah. Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm still humiliated about what I just said, but we will move along here. Let's get to the polls. Da, 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 da. Okay, on yesterday's show, Meghan Markle was reportedly eyeing a deal with an infomercial guru. This guy made Cindy Crawford over $200 million.
Yes.
Do you think Meghan should take the money, or is this tacky? Meghan Markle doing infomercials. What do you think? Let's have a look. Oh, 65% said tacky.
Yeah.
It's going to feel tacky at first, but after a while, you get used to it. Remember, God rest in peace, Larry King with those garlic pills?
Mm-hmm.
I used to see him at 2 o'clock in the morning, 1-800-GARLIC, four payments on your breath. Remember those? At first, I was like, oh, how tacky. Then after a while, I was like, oh, hi, Larry. I might have even ordered them.
Yeah.
And same with Cindy Crawford. When I saw Cindy doing that skincare stuff,
oh,
I was like,
totally.
Oh, it's so tacky. And now I'm like, good for you.
Yeah,
so I think
I agree.
And it's for me, it's both. It's going to feel tacky at first, but I guess we'll get used to it. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rama or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Oh, yes. Child, Andrew Lloyd Webber hated the movie Cat so much that he bought a dog. I mean, come on. I mean,
that's the greatest headline ever. That's the
really
best
is.
Headline of the week.
And yeah, totally. Like, that's a Pulitzer right there, that one. But Andrew Lloyd Webber is not a fan of the film adaptation of his hit musical Cats. And nearly 2 years after the film's release, the 73-year-old composer called it off the scale wrong during an interview with Variety this week. He admitted that he disliked the film so much that it prompted him to buy a dog. So he says, I saw it and I just thought, oh God, no. It was the first time in my 70 years on this planet that I went out and bought a dog. So the one good thing to come of it is my little Havanese puppy. I said I needed him with me at all times because I'm emotionally damaged and I must have this therapy dog, he told Variety. So he must have been taking a flight or something because he wrote to an airline and he told them about the dog. And the airline wrote back and said, well, can you prove that you really need this dog?
Mm.
And I said, yes, just see what Hollywood did to my musical Cats. This is so hilarious. And then the approval came back with a note just simply saying, no doctor report required.
It's Judy. It's my favorite story.
Hilarious.
It's my favorite story. Andrew Lloyd Webber is so mad. He's like the mad lord. I just adore
too
this.
Funny.
Woof, 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 our nicest of the day. And now our naughtiest today. Naughty, 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 naughty,
naughty.
Camila Cabello is admitting that she relies on food when she gets anxious.
Huh.
Let's make it very clear here. Camila is not our naughtiest of the day. It's our emotions. And a lot of people do this. She gets really candid about her relationship with her body. And she says when she gets really anxious, she eats more food. It's a pattern of eating when she's anxious or uncomfortable. I think a lot of people can sense of that. She said, it's a comfort thing for me. It's just something that's become unconscious and almost zombie-like eating.
Mm-hmm.
And then she feels sick.
Oh.
And she said, when she's having negative thoughts about her body, that's when she wants to binge eat cookies. And then she said, it's a real weird psychology. The more I love my body, the more I want to take care of it. So I've lost a bit of weight recently, and I've got to admit, now that I feel good about myself, I'm in a much better position to take care of myself. When I needed to take care of myself, I didn't feel like I wanted to. It is sort of a chicken and an egg, but we certainly understand with what you are saying. We're sending you our best.
Yes.
Quickly, before we leave, let's have a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob,
you get
a Rob. So, my new book, The Forward Answer, thank you very much for everybody that has bought a copy. We're still on the Amazon charts. I think we're around number 40, 50 today. So thank you, thank you, thank you. The book is full of celebrity quotes, and this is a quote that popped up in my mind today. It's from Michael J. Fox.
Hmm.
Quote, my happiness grows in direct proportion to my acceptance and in inverse proportion to my expectations. So basically, what he's saying here is the more he accepts himself, his life, what's going on, the happier he is.
Yeah.
The more he puts expectations on situations and himself, the less happy he is. Stop putting expectations on friendships, on yourself, on your day, and instead, just accept. If you accept yourself, if you accept your life, if you accept your day,
yes,
you will have a good one. That's it for us today. We're all going to have a good one. Thank you so much for listening to the Not Even Nice with Rob and Corey show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And thank you for the people that are leaving reviews for my book on Amazon.com. That really helps too.
Hmm.
Let's say this all together now. If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody.
So long, everyone.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob!
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.